Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Tov Beis. We are on page Reish Samaches. We're about to turn on to page 536. Siman Tov Beis is Din Charetz Mayim Bein Shnei Tchumin. The halachos of having a body of water, a ditch with water in it that's between two tchumin. And we see the picture, in picture number one, there's two cities on the two sides, and inside, that's really, we'll see exactly where the tchumen go, but there's a body of water between them. So says the Mechaber, Choritz Moli Mayim B'chunasim. There's a groove in the ground that is filled with gathered water, meaning not running water, Shehubein Shnei Tchumei Shabbos. That's between two tchum Shabbos. Miktsaso B'tchum Irzeh. Part of the body of water is in the tchum of city A, umiktsasu b'tchum iracheres, and part of the body of water is in the tchum of city B. Shtei hayoros asuros lamalos mimenu. Both cities are also to draw water from this body of water. Afilu b'sot tchumam, even if you're on your side of the tchum and it's within your tchum, you still can't draw water from there. Shamayim shebesocha tchum konim shvisas ha'ir. Because the water that's inside the tchum of that city is kona the shvis of that city, umisarvin elu meilu, and as we know, the water mixes together. So you have a body of water that's half of it is in tchum A, half is in tchum B. Nobody can draw any water because you're getting a mixture of the water from your tchum and the water from outside your tchum from the other city's tchum. V'tzorach lasos mechitza v'sof hatchumen. What you have to do to fix this up, to enable yourself to draw water, is to make a wall in the middle of this body of water, at the end of each tchum, lahafsikan, to make a separation, v'afilu hi tzuluya, even if the mechitza is a mechitza tzuluya, it's hanging, it doesn't go all the way down, she'enon bagas lakarka charetz, it doesn't go all the way down to the bottom of the charetz, v'shal konim ba'alma sagi, and even if it's only made out of reeds, so the water is clearly getting through, it's still going to be enough. The Rama says, "Ubor shel tevin ha'omedes ben shnei tchumen." If instead of having a body of water between the two tchumen, rather you have a pit that is filled with straw that's between the two tchumen, elu ma'achilun mikan ve'elu ma'achilun mikan ve'ein choshen shem yikach echad mechel chaveru. In that case, each one can eat from their side because we're not worried that the tevin is getting mixed together and you're taking from the portion of your friend. So only when it's water, which naturally mixes together, so there it's aser, but when it comes to tevin, where it doesn't mix together, they can each eat from their side of the bor. The Mechaber ends the siman and says, Yim hamayim moshchim. If the water, instead of being a stationary body of water, is a flowing body of water, ein tzorach shum tikun, you do not need to do any kind of fixing, she'enam konim shvisa. Because as we discussed previously, water that is flowing is not kona shvisa, v'areihem keragle hamamalei, and mamele, any water that is drawn follows the ragle of the person that drew the water. And therefore, you certainly would not need any kind of wall to be mafsik between the two tchumen. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, we said you have a choritz malei mayim b'chunasim, dinahoros hamoshchem einom konim shvisa klal. Because rivers that are flowing are not kona shvis at all, v'arei hein kiragle ko'odam hamalei osan. And they go by the feet of the person that draws that water, kud l'kamei, like we just saw at the very end of this sif, we talk about the flowing water. Here we're discussing water that is gathered. So we said in the Mechaber again, you have a choritz that's filled with water that is gathered between two tchumen. We said part of it is in the tchum of one city, part of it is in the tchum of another city. So both cities, we said, are usher to draw water, even from their side that's in their tchum, because the water that is inside gets mixed together with the water on the other side of the tchum, and therefore that's going to be a problem. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Beis, Konim Shvisa Seir, Dekevan Shehem Smuchim La'ir. Since the water on that side of the tchum is close to that city, das anshe ha'ir aleihem, the mindset of the people of that city is on that water, v'lohave kechefse hefker, and therefore the water does not get a din of items of hefker, de'enam kona shvisa, which are not kona shvisa at all. Then the Mishabura says, v'dafka bein shnei ayaros, this halacha, that they each can't draw the water unless they make a wall that's mafsik b'nehem, that's only if there are two cities on the two sides of the body of water. Umishum shiyesh aleihem das shnei hayaros, because each side has the das of that city upon it. V'lachein osrim elu al elu, and therefore each side asers on the other side. Avalim ein shom rak ir achas, but if there's only one city on one side, Even though the body of water is only partially in the tchum of that city, and the rest of the body of water goes way beyond the tchum of that city, and the water is mixed together, one who is standing inside his tchum would be allowed to draw water from the side inside his tchum, because the water that's in this body of water that's outside his tchum, since they're not close to another city, there is no other reshus upon them. So the rest of the water that's beyond his tchum is simply considered water of hefker. They have no shvis at all. Look in the Be'alocha where we bring down there are those who argue. But what the Mishabura is saying is that when you have a body of water, that part of it is in the tchum of one city, part is in the tchum of the other city, they each can't draw water because the waters are mixing together and you're taking water from outside your tchum into your tchum. That's not allowed. But if there's no other city on the other side, just half the body of water is in your tchum, even though the waters are mixing together, you can take it, because part of the water is from your tchum and the rest is hefker. And therefore, you're allowed to take that as well, and it follows the rules of your tchum. Sivkatan gimel. The way to fix up the body of water that's between the two cities is to make a mechitza where the two tchumen end. Vahainu, im hayu b'neim arbas alofim ama. That means to say, if there is between the cities 4,000 amos, shuushir shnei tchumen, that's the tchum of each city, 2,000 and 2,000. So tzarech lasos mechitza besof alpayim. You have to make the wall at the end of 2,000 amos from your city. Shehu sof shnei tchum, it's 2,000 amos from each city, it's right in the middle. V'davko b'chiagavner shacharetz hu besof hatchum shakol echad. And this is specifically talking about this scenario, where the charetz is at the end of each tchum, shenimtza chelek mimenu chutz l'tchumo shekol echad, that each part of each city has part of the body of water that's outside its tchum. Avol, however, im acharetz omed kulo b'mokol mabeshutov l'shtei hayaros, if the situation is not that half the body of water is in their tchum and half the body of water is in the other tchum, but rather the whole body of water is in both their tchumen. Kigon, for example, shebein shtei hayaros hurak shloshes alofim ama. Between the two cities, there's exactly 3,000 amos. Ve'acharetu beemtza, and the charetz with the water is the 1,000 amos in the middle. So if you go from one city 2,000 amos, you cover the whole body of water, and if you go 2,000 amos in the other city, you also cover the whole body of water. So they both overlap in the area of the water. So then the din is shteyem mutaros lemalos v'menu b'lisha mechitza. Then both cities are allowed to draw water from there without making any kind of mechitza. Damrinan yesh breira. In that case, we say yesh breira v'kol echad lokeach mechelko. We view it as if whatever you took is from your portion, because they both own the whole portion. Similar to a case that we had earlier, if there are two shutfin in a barrel of wine, they can each take, and we assume they each get the portion that was theirs through breira on a dindra bonum. The only time you have to make the wall is when my tchum goes to half the body of the water, and the other person's tchum goes to the other half body of water. They don't overlap, and therefore, I can't be taking the water from his tchum, and the water is mixing together, so then we have to have a mechitza. Sevkot and dal, you have to have a mechitza lahafsikon. Ayin primigodon dafilu hoysa ir ha'achere shal akum. Even if the other city on the other side of the water belongs to Goyim, gam kein tzarech lahafsikon, you also have to make a separation, because again, the items of Goyim also are kona shvisa in their place. Not by the raglay of the Goyim, but where the body of water is. So if the body of water that's owned by the Goyim on their side is beyond my tchum, so again, we have to make a wall that is going to be mafsik. Sivkotan hay. But once again, like we learned way back in the beginning of Chelek Dalid, a mechitza when it comes to water is going to be good, even if it's a mechitza tluya. Says the Mishabura, Dekal hu she'ekelu b'mayim. This is a special leniency that Chazal told us by water. Mipnei she'yesh lazeh tzarech harbi. Since water is considered a great need for people, Chazal was more lenient in terms of the wall, and it could be even hanging. Mikom akom tzarech she'al koponim tzasa mechitza shakot tefa b'mayim. But like we learned previously, you have to have at least a tefach of the wall going inside the water. Debalav hochi eino niris kefsek klal. Because if it doesn't go into the water a little bit, it doesn't look like it's being masik the water. So we are lenient that a mechitza tluya is okay. It doesn't have to go all the way down to the ground, but it does have to go at least one tefach into the water, so it's nicker that is separating the waters, and then it's going to be mutter for each to draw from their side. The Ramah told us that this whole din is only when it's filled with water, but if it would be filled with tevin, then each side can eat from their side, no problem. Says the Mishibura, Dalo kol echa nota mitchumo, each person is only taking from their tchum. Sif Katan Zayin, the Machaber, ended off the sif and said that if the water was flowing, you don't need any kind of tikkun of a wall, because flowing water, as we have learned, is not kona shvisa. It's like raglei hamamale mitnei denaydi. Zakta Mishabura, because the water flows. Va'afiluhem shayachim liyachid, even if the flowing water belongs to an individual, gam kein eno karaglav, the water also does not follow his feet. Elo karaglei hamamale, rather it goes by the feet of the one who fills the water. I'd like to just see two bir halachas before we end. Back in the beginning of the siman on page Reis Hamaches, first the Ramaska Charetz. So we're discussing a Charetz Mali Mayim. So says the bir halacha, Hayin Yonah Mayri Rak Biyomtov. This halacha that we're discussing in this siman is Dafka Bayontif. Ule Inyan Isser Tchumen, and we're only addressing the Isser Tchumen. Again, there's no Isser of carrying on Yontif. Di'i B'Shabbos, because if we would be discussing Shabbos, Belav Isser Tchumen, even if we would forget about the Isser of Tchumen, Yeshbo Mishum Hotza'ah, you have the problem of Hotza'ah, how you draw in water and bring it back to your house, you have an Isser of Hotza'ah, you're outside the city, that wouldn't be allowed, so we're not addressing the carrying aspect, we're just addressing Yontif, where there's no Isser of carrying, there's only Isser of Tchumen. One more miktsasu b'tchum yerzeh. So the way we set up the case in the Mishavura was that the tchum of one city goes to the halfway point, and the tchum of the other city goes to the halfway point as well, and that's where they meet. Says the Biralocha, l'chora nira d'davka b'ofen zeh. It appears that it's specifically this scenario. Avali mechoritz rochav harbe. But if it's a very large body of water, v'yeshetach gadol, and there's a large area, she'ein shayach lo l'tchum zeh v'lo zeh, meaning one city goes until a little bit of the water, the other city goes a little bit of the water, and then there's a lot of water in between that's not in either tchum, yemuter l'malos kol echor b'so tchumo. That would be more lenient. When they're just going up to each other's tchum, that's where it's more machmir. If each one has their tchum ending in a little bit of the water, and then there's some no man's land in the water, so then each one can draw water from their side, from their tchum. V'lo amrina bezed darive maya. We don't say the water is mixed together, and you drawing from your side is getting water that's coming from the other person's tchum. The ilav haki. Because if not so, afilu hu rochav kama milin, and even if the body of water will be various milin long, v'kotza mimenu magia beso tchum shel irzu, v'kotza asheni marchi, me rochbo magia beto tchum acher, if it would be a very huge body of water, and each end would be in the tchum of that city, nami neima da'asa l'mala semenu, we'd have to say also that it's also to draw water from there, v'zeb v'adai mistabra the mutter. And that for sure, it's logical to say it's mutter. You're drawing from your end where you have the water and you're at chum. L'chor, you could draw the water even though there's someone else who has water on the other side a few mil away that's in his chum. The imkain, and if that's the case when it's a huge body of water, hachinamik shacharot rochav harbe. So too, if it's just a little bit wide, it was very wide, but not kama milin, shemafsik beemta shetach shemitzido ein shum iser lomalos. That they have a hefsek between the two tchumim in the middle of an area that there's no issur to draw water from there. Da'alohu chefze hefker. Because the water in the middle is considered hefker. Ve'ein lanu lochush mashim eivra asheni yeshmaim sheshiyachim leizir. In other words, if there's a large body of water, and one person on one side has a tchum a little bit into the water, the other person's tchum goes on the other side into the water, and there's a big area in between of no man's land, l'chor that's mutter, because the no man's land is hefker. It's not attributed to any city specifically, and therefore, if your water mixed with that, it's okay. We're not going to be choshish that your water is mixing with the water from his tchum that's a very far area away. We're not concerned about that. The same way, it's obvious, if it's kama milin, certainly we're not worried about it, but so too, if it's just a large area between them, it'll also be okay. So the Be'er Halacha is pointing out that the discussion over here, we have to make this wall, is only when the tchum and mamash reach up to each other. So there, the waters are really bordering each other. So when you draw your water, you're very likely drawing water of your friend, which is not hefker and cannot go outside of his tchum. That concludes Siman Tav Beis and Mitzvah Shem. And the next show will begin Siman Tav Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.